Now, I've said this before, people, but I'm going to go ahead and say it again. I don't scare easily when it comes to movies. TV shows either, but let's stick with movies in particular this time around. As far as movies go, you're going to have to do a lot more than just a jump scare every 5 minutes and, you know, Ouija boards and seances and inanimate objects and dolls and, you know, spiritual lyrical miracle criminals out there. I don't scare easily, man. I feel like when a movie does take the time out and the pacing and the execution, you know, when it does all of that properly and it is effective in a scary way or a disturbing way or a terrifying way for that matter, it's a win for me, man. You know, one of the last, I have not really seen any movies that genuinely scared me in a really long time, man. The two that actually come to mind, The Strangers, I'm not gonna lie, scared the hell out of me. Just how realistic and just how well framed that movie was. I want to see that director do like a Halloween sequel or something, because those strangers are framed and filmed as if they are, you know, variants of Michael Myers or some shit like that. I think that movie's really well done and it's really effective and it's really scary. Sinister had moments that genuinely scared me. I think I want to say Wreck. I went back and watched Wreck, which is the, you know, the OG Spanish version of Quarantine. Scared the shit out of me, man. I think VHS scared me in a couple of its segments. But overall, it's a hard task, man, to pull off. It's not really the zombies. You know, I say all that to say this. It's not really the zombies or the ghosts and the goblins and the monsters and the vampires and all of that type of shit that scares me. It's this subgenre. It is. And like, you know, I've said that before too, but I'll say it again, man. Natural disaster movies, while I'm not a big fan of this, you know, the original movie of this sequel that we're about to talk about in a little bit, natural disasters, it's absolutely horrifying because they can really happen. This is the real life shit that terrifies me, man. Now, mind y'all, I'm in Philly. We don't get a lot of natural disasters. We may get some heavy winds and some crazy snow. You know, the Blizzard of 96 was one for the books. You know, we may get some blistering heat and things of that nature, man. I don't remember if I've ever seen hail out here. I want to say maybe one time. But, you know, it was nothing to where, you know, we felt like fucking Roland Emmerich was behind the scenes and playing Mother Nature or Father Nature for that matter. Because Roland Emmerich, that motherfucker is responsible for some of my nightmare fuel back in the day, man. That's the guy who is just a natural disaster. I don't know, man. He gets off on it. I don't know why he's got a hard on for just making natural disaster movies. You know, 2012 and The Day After Tomorrow. I don't know if he did Geostorm or not, but, you know, Moonfall. That motherfucker's out of his mind. And I've said before something else I've said before, and I'll say it again. I think Roland Emmerich knows something that we don't know as far as natural disasters go. And I think him and Elon Musk will be the first motherfuckers on their way off of planet Earth when shit really hits the fan. But, you know, back in 1996, and I feel like in the 90s, there was just so many natural disaster movies that were coming out that really made me question Hollywood even as a kid. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with y'all, man? Y'all are trying to, you know, I know you're trying to entertain people and have blockbuster movies, which a lot of the natural disaster movies were, but you guys are, it's scaring the shit out of people. You know, I mean, at least me, they were scaring the shit out of me. But in 1996, man, a little movie called Twister came out. Now, I'm not sure when all the other ones came out, like Dante's Peak and Volcano, Deep Impact, Armageddon. But there was a plethora of these natural disaster movies that were coming out. And as crazy as a trend it was, I think that it picked up pretty well. And people, you know, people have their picks with these natural disaster movies. Some people love them, and it's not that I dislike them, it's just that they are very difficult to watch for me. You know, even something like, which was a more modern found footage take on a natural disaster movie, I think it was called Into the Storm, that was really well done, man. And I thought that disaster movies had kind of, you know, been on a downward spiral in that era, but Into the Storm was really well done. But anyway, 1996, man. You know, Anne-Marie Martin and Michael Crichton had writing credits to a movie that was directed by Jan DeBont, who directed one of the best 90s action movies, in my opinion, Speed. It literally was an, you know, no pun intended, edge of your seat type of thriller. And I think the cast was really well in that movie. But Jan DeBont decided, I want to make a movie called Twister. Now, I wasn't crazy about it. I remember one of the biggest selling points in all the trailers and the TV spots back in the day was that cow. That poor cow, man, got caught up in that twister and just... It's so many movies that have just, completely parodied that moment right there. But Jan de Bont felt as though it was a good idea to, you know, put these characters in this small town. I'm not sure where it was at. And, you know, they are storm chasers for the most part. And they were going after Twister. Why anybody would do that? It's different levels of being an adrenaline junkie. And chasing after Twisters, you're pretty much a suicide squad at that point. But, you know, you had Helen Hunt. Like, I remember going back and watching this a couple years ago. And I was like, I don't remember the cast being this great. I'm still not crazy about the movie. It's not like I made a major turnaround when I watched it a couple years back. But the cast I was really impressed with. Helen Hunt, the late great Bill Paxton, rest in peace, shout out to him. Cary Elwes, Jamie Gertz was in here. Philip Seymour Hoffman, rest in peace, shout out to him. Sean Whalen, you know, there was so many familiar faces in this movie. Now, I don't really understand why somebody thought it was I'm not going to say it was franchise worthy, but I'm not so sure we needed a sequel to Twisters or to Twister. Called Twisters, but I remember seeing the poster for it. It was a fan-made poster, and they were like, yeah, the Twister's coming in 2024 or 2024, and I'm just like, why? You know, I didn't understand it. I just thought it was something that was going to just fall on deaf ears and blind eyes, and it was just going to come and go, but no. Lo and behold, man, it was a real thing, and they went into production, and they got the movie made. I'm not sure if this completely finished or just in the post-production phases, and they're just working out the kinks. But it's here, man. They dropped the trailer for this yesterday, Super Bowl trailer. Now, I kind of checked out at some point. I did a trailer reaction for Deadpool 3, which will probably be up before this one. But I checked out for the rest of the trailers. We got this one. We got Planet of the Apes. We got a trailer called Wicked. You got The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling. It was a couple trailers that I plan on getting out to y'all this week. But this was definitely one of them, man. And there's not much for the plot here. It's just called Twisters. You know, is this going to be their, you know, aliens to alien? You know, when you pluralize it, you know, they mean big business, but unfortunately everybody can't be aliens. You know, when you go from alien and then pluralize it to aliens, that's a sequel for the ages, arguably one of the best sequels of all time. But then you had movies that tried to pluralize their title and it just didn't really work out in its favor overall, like Anacondas, The Hunt for the Blood Orchid. I was just, you know, singing the praises of the surviving token black guy in that movie, Eugene Byrd, who played Cole. And I'm like, yeah, man, I thought that all the anacondas were going to be going crazy, just slithering all, you know, throughout the jungles of Borneo, and they were going to go crazy. Nah, I don't know. But Twisters, you know, as if one Twister wasn't bad enough, you've got multiple Twisters this time around. And that is, you know, while I feel like this did not need a sequel, that is a terrifying thought, man. Now, this director, Lee Isaac Chung, I'm not familiar with this guy, but let's check out what he's done prior to this. He was a short film director. He did a short film called Highway, Sex and Coffee, Los Coyotes. He directed a movie called Mun Your... Okay, he did that one that came out in 2007. He did Lucky Life, Abigail Harm, I Have Seen My Last Born. He directed one episode of The Mandalorian, so I don't know if that's what people saw and that's what qualified him to direct this movie. I'm not really sure. This was written by Mark L. Smith. Obviously, Michael Crichton's got you know, writing credits to this. Good for him. You got to get those writer credits, people, for the fellow writers out there. But this cast, man, I recognize two people from this cast, maybe three. And one of those people is Anthony Ramos, Anthony Ramos is somebody I'm on the lookout for after I think I first saw him. I probably saw him in something else and just didn't notice it, but he was in the forefront. He was the leading man, you know, the main protagonist in Transformers Rise of the Beast. And I think he did a really good job in there. It was good to see diversity in the Transformers series in the forefront and not making him, you know, like a side character who had stereotypical, you know, cliche lines and things like that. But it was good to see him and... you know, the diversity with him and Dominique Fishback as the lead protagonist in that movie. I think he carried it really well. And I still haven't done my commentary for that, but I will not spoil the ending for Rise of the Beast. But they set some shit up with Anthony Ramos's character and then set even more shit up at the very end of the movie, man. It's a wild time. Now, this actress, Maura Tierney, I've seen her in something else before, and I want, yep, that was her, Liar Liar. She was Audrey Reed in Liar Liar. I knew she looked familiar, but I just could not figure out what movie she was in. So it's good to see her in here. I'm hoping she lives, because I liked her a lot in Liar Liar. I think her anger with Jim Carrey's character, Fletcher Reed, was so justifiable, man. She was just such a frustrated mother, damn near a single mother in that movie. And funny thing, you know, she's in this one. Cary Elwes was in the first Twisters, or in the first Twister movie, and they both were in Liar Liar. See how I make it come full circle, people? And Glenn Powell is in this movie. Now, Glenn Powell, I believe, is the lead here. Is he a leading man? In my opinion, I don't think so. I don't think this guy, or at least in the roles I've seen him in, I don't think he's a strong enough actor to, you know, to carry this movie. And I thought this was the guy who played, I thought this was the guy that played Wesker. I guess not, but I thought he was the guy to play Wesker in Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City. But the rest of the cast, pretty unfamiliar to me. David Corenswet? Why do I feel like I've heard that name before? I know I've seen him in something. Pearl. Okay, he was in Pearl. Y'all can check out my commentary for that if y'all want. You got Brandon Perea, who was in Jordan Peele's Nope, I believe he was in. Okay, so the more and more I scroll, the more familiar this cast gets. But let's see if pluralizing your natural disaster title is a good idea. Is this going to be a pointless disaster movie? Is it going to be a by the numbers? I don't know. I don't really have any expectations here other than to be absolutely terrified. Just the concept alone. But they dropped this 13 hours ago. Shout out to Universal Pictures. This is 2 minutes long. It's long enough for me. I don't want to see multiple Twisters for any longer than that. And obviously, if this trailer looks good, I'm going to have no choice but to see them longer than that, because I'm going to be doing a review for it. Who knows? We'll see, people. But let's get into this trailer, official trailer reaction for Twisters. I will hit the play button in 3, 2, 1. Amblin. Okay. They start off with this shit. Oh. Hell no. Hold on to something. 'Cause ain't no way. Tyler Owens. Oh God. Shit. Oh, they got those things that just hold you in place in the ground. This motherfucker's crazy. The tornado wrangler. He's insane. She's
gorgeous. You thought you could destroy a tornado.
They got the same type of equipment and gadgets from the first one.
You want one?
What?
You don't face your fears.
No. Fuck.
We got twins! Twins!
Nah. Hell no. Hell no. Even the horse is getting the fuck out of there. He's like, I'm not getting involved in this shit. God damn, man.
Is that it?
Nope.
Oh, fuck. In theaters July. That's a proper proper month to release this insanity, man. I will say this about this trailer. Yeah, it's the same. It's the same. It's just multiple Twisters. Yeah, I get it. Looks good though, man, as far as the production value and the effects. It looks good. I love how everything is just gloomy and cloudy when those Twisters roll in. That's how it's supposed to be. You don't want a natural disaster movie to look pleasant. So it looks like shit's gonna hit the fan. It's just destruction, chaos. Another thing I'll say is that the smartest person or thing in this entire trailer is that horse. That horse is getting the fuck out of Dodge. Everybody else is just like, oh, let's follow the fucking the tornado wrangler. Like, he is, there's no way that that guy is going to survive this movie. Should he survive the movie? I'm not saying any of these characters does. Listen, hear me out, people. In these natural disaster movies, I'm not saying these characters deserve to die, but these storm chasers, these people that just pit themselves in the right in the middle of the natural disaster, are stupid. I'm sorry. Like, I hate to say it like that, but they're stupid. Like, why would you? You cannot. You can't beat nor cheat Mother Nature. Like, you think a tornado, okay, at best, somebody will pull their phone out or have a camcorder, a GoPro, a drone, whatever you want to call it, and try to get footage of the tornado. That's one thing. But to get up close and personal with it, like, this shit has a personality or feelings, or, you know, it's kind of like when Kyle Reese was like, it can't be reasoned with or bargained with and all this other type of shit. It's like how they talk about Michael Myers. You know, there's no rhyme or reason, no conscience, nor reasoning. Like, it's just a thing. It is a natural disaster. It comes and it goes, and it has no picks. Now, I don't know if these characters think that if these twisters pull up on them or swirl up on them, that they're going to look down and be like, oh, it's a woman and her child. They're scared. Let me just go, you know, go to the next person or to the next part of the town and just destroy it. Nah, that shit, you are getting swooped up in all of it. And like I said, man, destruction. You know, people flying into the twister, people holding on to shit and swinging in the air. I always love a good moment in a movie where somebody's holding on to somebody's hands or holding on to an object. And they're just, their feet are in the air because they are about to get just swept up in whatever the natural disaster is. That's always a nice little gesture in these movies. And that happens a couple times in here, but I don't know if they are descendants of the characters in the first movie. I don't know if any of the original characters are going to pop up. I would hope that none of the characters from the first movie pop up, because if y'all pop up after what happened in the first one, then yeah, y'all definitely deserve to go. Y'all definitely deserve whatever is inside of that twister. But, you know, does it look great? No, but visually it looks cool. You know, it looks like an anxiety-inducing natural disaster movie, like the majority of them do. Even the bad ones, you know, if they're cool visually, like, I have no interest in watching Geostorm, but the fact that the production value's there, the money's there, and it looks solid, it looks cool, that's always a plus. So whether this will be good, a good sequel, a pointless sequel, I have no idea yet. I don't really have anything bad to say about the trailer. I just, I can tell you this one gave me way more than the Deadpool and Logan or Deadpool and Wolverine trailer gave me. And yeah, that is blatant shade, you know, especially, I feel like that pun is definitely intended for, you know, us doing a trailer reaction for a natural disaster movie. I'm definitely throwing shade at that Deadpool trailer because they didn't give me shit. They didn't give me nothing. Yeah, you can frame by frame it and give a bunch of Easter eggs, but it's crazy when a trailer for Twisters, is delivering much more action and, I can't even say promise, but just delivering much more action and shit to go on than, you know, whatever. That's a whole nother. I'm not even going to go on a rant, people, but let's watch this one more again. Love the Amblin logo, man. It's always bringing back nostalgia.
Dodge whatever's in there. It's big and it's moving fast. Drive. Go, 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 go.
Now, my thing is, okay, yeah, never mind. You better off taking your chances running. I was about to say, would you be, you know, more apt to survive in the car? But I like the lettering, too, the font. It's OG lettering from the first movie. It's like a fucking tornado redneck. Woo! Let's go chase some tornadoes.
You want one?
Now, was he talking about the twister? Like, yeah, you want one? All right, I'll get you one for Christmas. Like you can buy the shit. Like, if you could, like, you could just get it. Stupid motherfucker. That twister right there looks crazy. I'm not gonna lie.
We got
This motherfucker ain't learned nothing from Nope. He just gotta get something on camera. And the dude is, he's gonna be such a cliche main character.
Is that it?
Nope.
Man, this dude, I didn't even peep that. Maybe I saw it and just didn't mention it before, but this motherfucker's walking around in the rain with his cowboy hat on. He is going to be just such a by-the-numbers-ass character. God, like I said, he's like a redneck tornado wrangler. Like, he's going to get on my fucking nerves in this movie. I can already tell. The rest of the characters, whatever. You know, jury's still out on that. We'll see what happens. But that character, the tornado wrangler, he is going to piss me off to the high heavens, man. but, you know, I don't, that's maybe like a, it's not even really a bad takeaway, the fact that he's going to piss me off. It's more so funny than anything. Because I feel like he's going to be that guy who just, I don't know if they're going to make him the hero. I don't know if he's going to have please don't make him the hero. Please give this man a Samuel L. Jackson, Russell Franklin, Deep Blue Sea death sequence. Please have him in the middle of a field just giving a speech to everybody about how we're going to defeat the Twisters because we can just do it and we got to stick together. And then multiple Twisters just come and just pull his body into different pieces. Please let that happen. That would be worth the price of admission alone. Obviously, they're not going to spoil whether he dies or not, because they are showcasing him as the hero, as that guy, as the main protagonist. But I would have been cool if y'all just made Anthony Ramos the main guy. And even I probably would have still had shit to talk about him, because I'm like, listen, man, you ain't black, but you brown. You know, you ain't supposed to be there in the motherfucking first place. And I'm not even trying to be smart, people, but there's just certain decisions we make and we don't make in these movies and in these natural disaster movies, man. Like, listen, we'll see. We'll see what happens, people. It's not a bad trailer. Like I said, I think that this coming out in July is a decent compliment. They want this to be a summer blockbuster movie. Will this make more money than the first one? I doubt it. I highly doubt it. I really don't see this one being a box office success at all. But that's not to say that I don't think this won't be a lot of fun in the theater, man. If I was to go see this in the theater, this is something I'm like, okay, let me turn my brain off. Let me go for the sound design. Let me go for the visual effects. Let me go for the event, you know, the experience. As terrified as I am of natural disaster movies, this is something that is more of an event than a film, I think. And that's pretty much what it's being marketed as. I don't know how much character development was in the first movie. I know there was like this thing with Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt, and he basically had a thing for Helen Hunt in front of his wife. You know, his wife was just like, well, are we still married? Like, I'm still here in the scene. You know, I'm right off camera and you're sitting there flirting with this chick in my face type of thing. I don't know if these characters will be likable. I don't know if I'll have emotional attachments to them. I'm honestly just here for the destruction. You know, that's all I'm here for. If you can have terrifying moments, like there's one shot of the Twister that is absolutely beautiful, even for a natural disaster film. Like I said, when they put the money behind it and put that budget behind it, shit looks great at times. But there is one shot of the Twister and then the camera's just panning upward to the sky and it's just, it looks like you're going up into the eye of the storm. That is probably the most beautiful shot of the Twisters in this entire trailer, man. So, you know, production values there, man. Warner Brothers and Amblin and Universal, they obviously believed in this director and they believed in this concept enough to bring a sequel back, you know. And it is risky business because here we have one of those sequels to a 90s classic. I don't think it's a classic, but it is deemed a classic in the natural disaster subgenre nonetheless, man. So there's a lot of people that take to the film. But it's one of those things where, you know, if we did this for no reason, and this shit bombs, you know, if this is like some Dumb and Dumber shit, you know, where Dumb and Dumber came out in like 94, 95 or so, I want to say roughly 94. And then you did a prequel, but then you did a sequel to it, got Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey to come back, and it was just garbage, man. You know, Ghostbusters Legacy, or Ghostbusters, not Legacy, Ghostbusters Afterlife was a big risk. It's a whole bunch of big risks. Like, Coming to America. The sequel for that was another big risk because that movie came out in like 89, 90, and then they made like a sequel to it 1,000 years later. But it was actually really good. It was really well done. I'm just saying, man, sometimes it's better to leave well enough alone. And I know I'm being a hypocrite because I'm the one that I'm still waiting on, you know, Fast 86, and I want direct sequels to like certain movies. I still want a sequel to Deep Rising and Ghost of Mars and all this other shit. I still want a sequel to My Bloody Valentine. I just feel like if it fits the narrative, and if there is more story to be told, then sure. And I don't know. Who knows? Maybe somebody thought, well, natural disasters aren't going away anytime soon. You know, we can make a sequel to this movie. I just think I don't know if this is just a blatant cash-in or what. I feel like if you would have taken all the familiar equipment in that truck and in the trailer in general, if you would have taken all of the references out of this movie, that equipment especially, because people can identify that a mile away, especially fans of the first movie, hardcore fans of the first movie. But I feel like had you would have taken all the references out, you could have just called this something else and people would have been like, oh, this is a cool natural disaster movie. But because you call it Twisters, you pluralized it and capitalized on that first movie's title, I feel like it's a big risk. You know, you are, if you can't live up to or be even remotely as entertaining as that first one, then it's fucking pointless. You know, you could have just called it something else. But is it a bad trailer? No. Is it a great or good trailer? Not really. But I'm curious to see what they do here, man. I it's self-torture, which is insane for me, man. I like pushing the envelope, you know, as much as I get really bad anxiety watching natural disaster movies, like, and that's a true story, man. I really do. I remember attempting to watch 2012. I don't have it on DVD anymore. Yeah, I still collect physical copies, motherfuckers. And I hate the fact that Best Buy and all them places is you know, discontinuing physical copies because people love their physical media. Shout out to people that still own physical media. But, you know, I remember stepping into, 2012. I'm talking like I'm going into the year that I'm talking about. But I remember watching 2012. I turned it off because I know there's a scene where Nicolas Cage what is that guy's name, man? John Cusack is driving a trailer or something like an RV and the ground is just caving, you know, below him. And he's asking his daughter if she's scared or something like that. Or he's asking her like, do I look scared? And she's like, uh-huh. Like that's terrifying. So I remember not even following through with that movie. I remember one of the most recent natural disaster movies I remember seeing in recent years is The Day After Tomorrow. And, you know, it was so cold outside for those people. I think they were in New York City. These motherfuckers froze in mid-stride. They found them just still on their walk, but just not walking. Crazy shit, man. But we'll see, man. I'm not going to sit up here and bash it. I'm not going to sit up here and just break down everything bad or mediocre about it. We'll see. I'm hoping this is a good time. I just don't know if this will be in vain or not, you know. And like I said, the plot here on IMDb is just, they don't even give you the plot. They do what a lot of these, they do what a lot of these sites do. And it's just like, what does it say? An update to the 1996 film Twister, which centered on a pair of storm chasers who risked their lives in an attempt to test an experimental weather alert system. Yeah. I could have wrote that. We know what the fuck the first movie was about. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have given us some type of premise for the sequel, but maybe they don't have one. Maybe all they have is Twisters and the Tornado Wrangler. I don't know, people. We'll see what happens, man. Y'all already know where to go. And if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. Shout out Spotify for podcasters. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Romero Tudor. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Cinemaniacs. And last but certainly not least, shout out to the Tudor reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there. More commentary is coming, of course. I think by the time y'all get this trailer, if you do tune in on Tuesday to this trailer, when it is going to be dropping, I plan to be dropping this and probably Deadpool 3 Tuesday morning. But if you do catch this Tuesday morning, man, just a heads up for everybody. Me and Johnny Zuko, shout out to my boy. We have moved our streaming, you know, time for RNZ Live to, oh, not the streaming time, but the streaming day. We will no longer be streaming on Wednesdays, scheduling conflicts and things like that. Nothing major, people. Nothing to be, you know, I don't know the fucking word I'm looking for, but it's nothing to be that. But we are moving our days to Tuesday, same time, you know, 4 p.m., 7 p.m. Eastern Pacific time. But yeah, man, I think tomorrow we are doing in, you know, in honor of Valentine's Day coming up this week. We are doing, I think, our top five romance movies, which will be a nice switch, man. I don't want any of the women that tune into RNZ Live to think that we just talk all the manly macho bullshit. Nah, you know, the topic's going to soften up a little bit. I'm pretty sure we might say some shit that will get us some interesting comments. Hopefully no death threats or anything like that. But I, you know, the top five romance movies, I had to go through my list probably like two times over because it's rough, man. There's a lot, but it's not a big bunch of romance movies I think are worthy to be listed. But the ones that I had to squeeze into a top five, some of them were hard to take off the list. Some of them were hard to, you know, do a, should I put this here or put that there, because they were just so good. But pretty confident in the list I got, man. And then I think on the 27th, me and Zuko will be doing our top five black directors to cap off Black History Month. And we do still have the Black History Month commentary coming, people. It's been kind of I've literally changed my list around for the Black History Month content several times, man. I stumbled upon probably five or six other movies that I was like, damn, I could definitely do these. Some comedy, some drama, some action. It's just a matter of what I'm going to record today, man. I always give myself a schedule, and I always end up going against the grain. My own grain I end up going against. It's crazy, man. I am, you know, my own worst critic at times, people. But the content's still going to come regardless, people, because y'all know, y'all already know, the love and support y'all show me, I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor, another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.